Good morning. It's August 19th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Christian Violence or Violent Christians? Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Matthew 7:21. Unfortunately, labeling an individual society or culture as Christian has very little clear meaning. The difference between the authentic believer who has made Christ his personal Lord and Savior and the merely cultural Christian can be as wide as the East is from the West. This leads to yet another objection to the moral validity of Christianity. It has been the purveyor of worldwide violence that has led to the loss of millions of lives in the last 2,000 years. How can Christ be the legitimate, literal incarnation of God when such horrific bloodshed has occurred in his name? The simplest answer to this common objection is to recall that famous quote of the Hindu pacifist Mahatma Gandhi. I am liking your Jesus very, very much. It's just your Christians I don't care for. How does the Christian account for the four crusades from the early 11th to the late 12th centuries when hundreds of thousands of Muslims were slaughtered? How about the Inquisitions in France and Spain in 1093, 1472, and 1546, when hundreds of thousands were tortured and executed for not professing Christ as Savior and the Pope as his immortal representative on earth? What about the Salem witch trials in America, or the 6 million killed in the Holocaust while a misguided church stood by, submitting to the xenophobic Nazi insanity? The answer, of course, is that evil is committed by man, not by Christ. Much good has come out of Christianity, despite the misguided, power-hungry men and women who have falsely professed faith down through the centuries. The faith spread across the known world in just the first few centuries, if for no other reason than that Christians were remarkably kind, compassionate, loving, and selfless, even in the face of phenomenal persecution. Christianity has given mankind hope, purpose, and dignity, for all who wish it, not just a few, as taught in ancient Greek philosophy. Imago Dei, the concept that we are all made in the image of God, came out of the Judeo-Christian tradition. Incredible works of art, architecture, and science, as well as institutes of education, came out of Christianity, including the now secular institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. New ideas about personal liberty, conscience, truth, and humility all had Christian origins in the Middle Ages. Literacy came to Europe, the Americas, and Africa, all through Christian missionaries. Next time someone rejects Christianity because of bad Christians, you might point out that professing a cultural faith and behaving like it are, and always will be, two very different things. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, especially when the baby in question is Jesus. Encourage them to read, perhaps, the Gospel of John, then Romans, then Ephesians, and ask if there's anything written there to which they object. It will help them to see that Mahatma Gandhi had a point. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. 1 John 4:7-8. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you because you first loved us. Let our actions speak louder than words. Let them know us as His by our fruit, Lord, and not just by our teaching. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.